pockets full of optimism.
I could feel it all the way down to my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue, getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And we have a special guest today, Brian Harris from the Wreckers, I guess. And yeah, special show today. It's summer, so we're gonna have like a Wreck Beach special today, no?
Yes, something it's like that. A Wreck Beach special. We have Rex Wrecker here, the famous Rex Wrecker from the Wreckers, the bass player, leader of the band, and you know, he's here to help.
I'm here to support you, support make me. This release successful, Brian. That's what I'm here to do.
Yes.
And have a little bit of fun here, too. Yes, it is the morning after. I'm feeling good. Yeah. You saw me with those women yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they corrupted me pretty good.
Awesome. Are you guys heading to Wreck Beach after? Or?
Yes.
Yes, of course, okay. Yeah. Our main staple in life is Wreck Beach. And Rex and the Wreckers have also, like I say, they're going to be hosting the series of the Naked Truth CDs.
Okay.
There's going to be 5 CDs in total. The first one here is dedicated to my foster son, who just passed away a year and a half ago. And these guys have sort of helped me get my butt in gear, along with Rose Thompson and Bruce McPherson and, you know, a few other people that have supported me, my family, my children, and so on and so forth. So we're working on this CD, and we're working on, like, 4 more to come.
Okay.
So we're going to produce 1 per year for the next 4 years, so that'll be 5 albums. And then if people want more, after we take our little break, we'll take a break after that. But if we want more, they want more, then we've got enough material for about 2 or 3 more albums to head in their way.
Okay. All right.
Our claim to fame is that we are the world's only naked rock and roll band.
That's right, yeah. We play on the beach naked, and there's not too many bands that can do that these days.
Yeah.
We're the last band standing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we're here with these guys. We'll talk to them a little bit more about naked rock. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
In everything you do in this world, if you rush, your plans will get squashed. Be patient. Be patient.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
We're back here, 101.9 FM. So, yeah, we're here with Brian Harris. He's you're going to play on Saturday at the British Servicemen Association with the Wreckers, I guess, no?
Well, yes. Hopefully we're going to have some of the Wreckers there. Rex, unfortunately, has another previous engagement he has to go to, but we're going to have Wayne Legrini there, and Shadow is also going to be there, and it's going to be a good time for everybody. We're going to do some songs off the new CD, and,
okay,
and we'll do some little classic rock to see if we can get people boogieing.
Okay.
Some older stuff too. So we do a genre, so many different genres of music. It's nice to have a versatile group of people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a good time for everybody. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's happening this Saturday at the British Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. And so we started the show with the Sierra Leone's Refugee All Stars. A couple of songs there, Kali and Man Muyu. Pretty awesome African bands. Find I like African music a lot. It's very summery.
Well, you know, we have a drum circle that's on Wreck Beach that's just, they're amazing. If you ever get a chance to come down and actually sit back and relax and listen to them, you'll hear so many different beats going on, and it's quite entertaining. And then there's a variety pack of music. The further south you go, you get different acoustic players. Mm-hmm. And further north you go, you get different flute players and so on and so forth. So we have a great variety on Wreck Beach from one end to the other. And if you really, really just want to relax and enjoy the sun without music, there's the rocks, there's mini condos, and then the condos. So it's a good variety, good place for people to go, tourists, of and families as well. So then it's a variety pack
of
nature, And we like to work well with the Wreck Beach Preservation Society to try and keep things in the natural order of, the state that it's in. And sometimes we ask people, bring your garbage up the trail, or, please don't bring bottles down to the beach, and so on and so forth, if they're glass and so on. But it's a really, really good time for everybody. As Rex says, yesterday when I seen him on the beach with the girls, of course, one minute he was there, and the next minute he was gone. They kidnapped him.
Wreck Beach is an awesome, magical place. Place there. How did you get involved with Wreck Beach? You just started playing there, or?
Well, I came out here in 1981. That was when I was first introduced to it. I was sort of a lone wolf on the beach. I didn't know a lot of people here. It took me a little bit of time to get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little place. It was a speakeasy, so to speak, and it was called The Loft.
And okay.
After hours club.
Yes, an after hours club, right? So when people, like entertainers, would go out and play till 1 o'clock in the morning, they had a place to go drinking after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So we usually stayed up till about 4 or 5 or so, and it was indoors. It was quiet and discreet, and I did that for about 10 years. And of course, I had to give up the ghost because working those hours just burns you out when you're on the sun all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working, slugging beer at night. But I got to know a lot of people, from all walks of life, from all over the world, different tourists from everywhere, from Australia to Africa to New Zealand, Portugal, all over the world. And I just got to know such a multitude of people and multitudes of cultures. And, we throughout the years, we sort of rub off on each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll hear that through the music. You know, like there's one of the songs there that I've written on there is just basically a drum song, Don't Forget Your Drum. And then there's Sol Soleil also, which is another influence from another culture. And there's just so many people that have influenced me throughout the years. All my friends have supported me. And it's about a lot of giving back this CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like people that have influenced me throughout my lifetime. And I'm lucky to have the group of guys that I'm working with, like the Wreckers and so many others on the beach that, you know, I'm looking forward to working with, you know, like Dave McKenzie and the Boogeyman and, you know, the Looking Glass and Al Rickshaw.
Alonzo
Wayne.
The Loft was the first place, the first official Wreckers gig.
Yes, that's right.
Jamie and I, and I think Rocky was there, and Alonzo was there that night as well.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I met you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So we've come full circle within, like, longer than 10 years now.
Well, Jamie figures that the Wreckers have been doing it from the beach from about 1987, because he was there with Randy before I showed up.
Yeah, that's right. So now that's when I opened the Loft, was in 87.
Right.
So, yeah, and you guys opened it for me. You were the first black band up there, yeah.
Oh, I don't recall that. Can't imagine why I don't recall that stuff.
Well, you know, you're in a speakeasy starting at one, so. But, yeah, it was a good time. We had a good time. We've come full circle throughout the years. I'm also known as the evil manager for the Wreckers. I do it in the videos.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really their manager, but people
Scooby-Doo
think
is our manager.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo is the manager. He's our mascot. But it's really funny because people do contact me for the gigs because they think I am the manager.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, we work it
out. You should really start telling us about some of these shows that we're not going to be able to play because, you know...
Well,
because you're evil, that's what.
Well, the whole thing is the gimmick of being the evil manager is what I do is I get the bands to play benefits.
Okay.
Like for cancer and autism and so on and so forth. And sometimes they have to do things like play in the rain, like Walk on the Wild Side for leukemia for Bruce McPherson and the Leukemia Association.
And let's plug here the Wreck Beach Preservation Society Christmas Party, which is... How long has that been going now? Is it 20 years maybe?
Yeah, at least 20 years, the Wreck Beach Preservation Society.
And we try to get all the beach talent on the stage. Sometimes it doesn't all work out because there's so much darn beach talent, right?
Yeah, there are so many good players from that beach. And throughout the years, they've refined their music and really have come up to the point now where they're ready to be in the studio and they're ready to be recorded and so on and so forth. But, you know, it's getting to everybody together so that we have room for everyone. That's why the series has to be at least 5 CD series.
Yeah.
Because there are so many good players with so many different cultures, like the drum circle. The guys in the drum circle are just amazing. They're going to be like have a half a CD for themselves, like a half, because there's just so much music that they have. It's incredible.
Well, you're bringing them all on to record with you as guest artists, because Alonzo's a recording artist already, has had hits.
Yes.
Al's got a bunch of CDs out.
Yep.
Tad Campbell, you know him, right?
Yep.
From Idolize.
Yeah.
Me, you know, my other band, Fidgetal, you know, is a nationally recognized award-winning jazz pop electronic outfit. And my other claim to fame in the recording world is Buddy Miles. So I performed on Buddy Miles' record. He used to be with the band of Gypsies.
That's right. So I've got some really amazing players on, you know, on the roster for these CDs.
Yeah. So this is the first one of the series?
Yeah, it's the first one of the series, yeah.
Okay.
It's Music for the Naked.
Let's play a song, no?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Which one?
Oh, Let's Have Fun Tonight.
Canadian Girls? Oh, Let's Have Fun Tonight?
Okay. Yeah, Canadian Girls is great because it's actually written about women from all around the world that live here in Canada.
Okay.
My Canadian
I like that
Pearls.
One. Is it Canadian Girls? Is that what we're going with?
Sure, let's do
that's
that
a one. Canadian Girls?
Or the other one?
So this one is dedicated to all the girls that live in Canada.
Yes, all the girls from around the world who have moved here and decided to make Canada their home.
Okay,
this
awesome.
Is the first time I've heard the finished product. This is my ears are brand fresh here.
Oh yeah. So world premiere here of this song, maybe on the radio.
It is.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. Mike's going to be playing. Brian is going to be playing this Saturday. So check it out.
Thank you. take all the tea in China and dump it into the sea. I don't really care what you do, so long as you party with me. We can dance, we can sing, we're gonna do it all right. We can go to my bedroom, honey, and stay until the morning.
So that's Brian Harris. So what's the musicians in this CD then? Is it part of the Wreckers?
Yes, it's the Wreckers.
Jamie Strachan on drums, yeah. Rex Wrecker on bass.
That's you.
Yeah, Wayne LaGreely on guitar. So that's all Wreckers. And then Brian Harris singing on these two tracks. But you had guest singers as well, right?
Brian Surrett is also singing on Soul Soleil. And Sweet Lovin'.
And of course, Shadow on drums.
And Shadow
for
on
a
drums,
couple of those tracks.
Yeah. Shadow / Daniel Zapton. And then myself, I'm playing the rhythm tracks on them. So it's a full bounty of guys there that are just raring to go and having such a good time. Have fun tonight, too. That's got to be one of my favorites. It's so fun to play. And mm-hmm. it's such a nice dancing rock tune. And you know, we'll play that on Saturday night. We'll get some people up on the floor with that one for sure.
Okay, awesome.
And, it's going to be a good time.
So. Yeah, it's really cool. We're supposed to be interviewing Brandon Peters because there's going to be a hip-hop night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association this Friday. So to all the hip-hop lovers out there, check out that show on this Friday. And Saturday, for all the beach lovers, Brian Harris is going to be doing some music there at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. We're having kind of like a Wreck Beach special here at the Morning After Show.
The Morning After Show.
Yes, the Morning After.
So,
we're all hungover.
We have a request, Scotty. Scotty does the Ska Show here on CITR. So he's requesting the Scofflaws, and this song is called Nude Beach.
Right on, Nude Beach, that's what we like. We play naked on the nude beach. Yeah. Thanks, Oswaldo, you're right up our alley.
Yeah.
So, appreciate you letting us in the door here, and we're even dressed, eh? We came dressed
I've
this time.
I've got clothing on, which is just bizarre, because clothing really is for beginners.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
We usually do our interviews naked, eh?
Okay, yeah. Well, this...
play that Nude Beach song.
This Nude Beach song is from Moon Ska Records. And we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
La plage, nudiste. La playa. Nudista. La plage. Nudiste. Slightly.
I look across and see a buxom lass bearing to all them the big old buns. I dig the way she dance, yeah.
Yes, could you spare a little bit of that zinc outside?
I gotta shave my burning rear.
I'm gonna find some happiness somewhere. Omara Bambino Mukhtar, the superstar guitarist of Tuareg, North Africa, is coming to Vancouver. His electrifying jams capture the spirit of resistance and rebellion and echoes the playing of fellow Africans Tinariyen and Ali Faka Touré, not to mention icons such as Jimi Hendrix, John Lee Hooker, and Jimmy Page. You can see him live with guest Van Abasso on August 16th at the Rio Theater. Advance tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records or online at nightheat.ca.
To be rude,
boy.
He dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude,
boys
and girls.
It's not just this scene, old show on your radio. Scotty, scenic drive, Monday 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver.
So we're back here in the studio. You're listening to 101.9 FM, and we were listening there to Giraffe Aftermath from their album Sleepless Nights. The song is Happiness, and before that, the Scofflaws with Nude Beach. So we're having a Wreck Beach special here. So we're here with Brian Harris, just have a new CD out. So you're talking about doing a series of 5 CDs with different musicians, no?
Yeah, different musicians. Like it's going to be more like a, when the series is done, it'll be more like a series like of international music.
Okay.
People from around the world, different types of genres of music, like the drum circles and some Spanish music, and you know, maybe some a little bit of Brazilian influence, and you know, and everything that we associate with our music and the people around us. Mm-hmm. It's just we have so many different genres of music from and people and styles that we met people throughout the life that the writing has expanded, and it's expanded and gone in several different directions.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is over the time is we're going to show the difference directions that we've taken on through life and different times in our life with different people that we've met from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Which is carries a big influence with me because I'm a people person. I love people and I love different types of music. So you could say that the Beckers and as well as a lot of the Wreck Beach people are international listeners because
mm-hmm.
we like music from all over the world. So That's our direction and our focus for the CDs.
And we should plug some shows here. We've got September 8th, our third annual Shadows Harvest Party. We have a facility in Richmond outdoors.
Okay.
And it's Saturday, and then we have the after party on Sunday. So the people that aren't able to get on the stage on Saturday and want to jam, they can stay till Sunday. We leave the stage up, and everybody can have a good time. So it's sleepover, food, camp out.
Oh, really? So the whole night? Yeah. It's going to go like
the whole night? Well, it'll end up being the whole weekend. It'll be being cool. Friday to Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I can only stay up so long. So
yeah.
But yeah, all the Wreck Beach bands will be there. And I have to mention that it's not just you know, fuzzy, hairy guys, you know, playing music naked at the beach. There are women involved. Sarah Flanagan has joined us a number of times. She plays locally in a band called The Remedy, has a magnificent rock voice, just scary good.
Yeah.
And you know, a couple other people that inspire me. Jane Blinka, who sings great. She's not with the band right yet, but she will be. And that woman from yesterday, Dottie Locks, who's a fabulous artist, great singer, you know, great musician. Yeah, and she's just cute as a button.
Yeah, there's just so many. The beautiful women and the guys. We've been able to put the mesh together so many people that everyone has their own style and their own genre that they do. But when you mix it all down and you put it up, you start getting everybody to just play. You know, you play a couple of songs here, you know, you do a set, and then you do a set, and then you do a set, and you get so many different influences in one night. Everyone has such a good time, because the music is, it's always changing up.
Yeah.
It's always changing up, and it's never boring. right? Because you're not listening to the same album over and over and over again. You get to bounce around and dance and, you know, party all night long, basically, with so many different genres of music.
Mm-hmm. So when you guys play at the beach with the records, you do like acoustic then?
No, we're battery powered.
Oh yeah,
we have amplification and Jamie, you know, God bless him, brings down an official drum kit in a big hockey bag.
Yeah.
Up and down the hill.
He must have good physical condition.
Yeah,
I guess.
He's a tough guy, and he's in good physical condition. He works construction. He's got a day job, unlike
okay.
me. Okay. he's actually got a real job, and he's, you know, he stays fit doing that.
Okay. When do you play, or how often, or if, like, people that are listening and are like, oh, I want to go check this out at Rock Beach?
The records perform usually on the weekends, so it'd be a Saturday or Sunday. Usually it's Saturday because, yeah. you know, it takes a lot out of us. But we used to be there 6 days a week.
Yeah.
We used to really do it.
When we were all on the UIC ski team, or uh-huh. you know, when it's not UIC anymore.
That wasn't me. I had a job.
EI. Well, you maybe you'd. I ran a booze can.
Yeah, I know. And we must mention that all of the events, the Rec Beach events that we do musically, are clothing optional, just
yeah.
like the beach.
Yeah, so they are clothing
yeah.
optional.
Okay.
But we do the Bare Bums Run, we do the Rec Beach Day, we do the Rec Beach Christmas parties, you know. And also, we're ready for hired guns too, for private parties. If anybody mm-hmm. out there is looking for a good band, we play everything from classic rock to today's music.
Yeah, yeah,
and
cool.
Plus our own original music too. So we have a huge, huge, huge stockpile of music to choose from.
Okay.
So it's always, there's never a dull moment.
That's true.
So the nudist movement, why is it important for you guys and for the people that are involved in the
Well,
in
for
the
me, it's not so much a movement. It's like I, you know, the first year I went to the beach was, you know, I was a baby, 1969. And 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I started coming more often, being more dedicated to the beach. And it's just comfortable and freeing. And it's, you know, the Rec Beach is the happiest place on earth. And
yeah,
it's easy
yeah,
to get
yeah.
to from UBC or from downtown, anywhere really. And of course, Vancouver's a destination city. So the first thing people want to do is they want to come to Rec Beach and see what it's all about. And hopefully they have a great time. I know I do.
Yeah.
Some people pay big bucks to be able to feel like we do. And to be able to do what we do. And mm-hmm. there's just some people that just can't do it. Could you imagine the Stones going down to Wreck Beach to play naked? It wouldn't be able to happen. They couldn't do it. The Kinks, you know, like the Poppy, even the Poppy family, they wouldn't get away with it, right? But the Wreckers get away with it. People, they love us down there. We love them. We just have it's like a family.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah, it's like a family. And it's not so much about
community,
being,
no?
Yeah, it's a community and a society mm-hmm. of people. And it's acceptance in the family too, because it's clothing optional. That's the thing, is we're not saying you have to be nude to be here, although we prefer it, you know, especially with the women. What can I say? We're guys. But no, it's freedom of choice, you know, and having an open mind, and it opens the discussion and of all types of different things. And not only that, what I like about is being a nude beach is there isn't any room for any violence. You can't hide a gun when you're naked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't
yeah.
hide a knife when you're naked. You know what I mean? Like, there's only and you lose your inhibitions. You know, for me, that's what it was all about. When I first started going in 1981, I didn't want to take my pants off. I'm going, geez, what the hell? I'm going to take my pants off? No one's going to see me without my pants on.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, just being there like a day or two and stuff, I'm going, gee, I feel funny with my pants on. I got to take my pants off.
But there's a Rec Beach fashion, isn't there? I mean,
on the
back line, there's all kinds of great clothes being sold. Dottie's got, you know, yep. tipsy gypsy tie-dye thing
yes.
going on. It's
yeah,
beautiful
yeah.
stuff.
Saris.
Yeah,
sarongs,
hats,
saris. You know, we dress up and do stupid shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the clothes we wear we're very colorful people. When we do wear clothes, and that's another thing, if anybody's listening out there, there's one way to turn on a nudist, and that's get dressed.
I fantasize what she looks like that. In underwear.
Yeah. What's underneath that thing? So we have a good time with it, and everybody seems to have a good time with it when they come down there, and we try to make it entertaining for people.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, so...
Cool.
We inject a little bit of outrage into the whole thing, you know, trying to be a little bit...
Yeah.
You know, we're noisy, and we're flashy, and friendly.
Yeah.
And we're naked.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we're talking...
Friendly lunatics.
We're talking here with Brian Harris and Rex Wrecker, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rex Wrecker.
And we were talking about drumming, too, no? Like, there's a circle of drums there at Wreck Beach, and you have a drum song here.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, my drummer was amazed. He goes, Brian, how is it possible you've written two drum songs on this CD and you don't play drums? I said, well, for one, I have the drum circle on Wreck Beach to influence me, you know, and two, then I have you on your kit, right? And just so many other drummers, you know, like I hear them in my head, you know, and I just bop them off, and then you guys play them, and he hits the nail on the head every time. I just have to recite it once by mouth because I can't play it.
Yeah, he's just a machine.
Yeah, he's a total machine. The guy is just an incredible drummer.
Everything starts with the drums, and if you're not a musician, you can come to Wreck Beach and sit in on a drum circle and become a musician.
Yeah.
If you are interested in performing and expanding your musical horizons, come to the beach, bring an instrument, hang out, you know, join in whatever you've, you know, you can walk down the beach and if it sounds good to you, sit down, have a listen, join in. Everybody's friendly, you know, there's lots of guitar picks and, you know, we keep spare strings and so this is my personal invitation to aspiring musicians and awesome musicians. Come on down, play with us, have some fun. You know, you won't regret it, believe me.
Yeah, it's like a couple of weeks ago I was down there with a girl. She's a drummer, Nancy McManus. And she says, you know, I've been drumming now for 2.5 years, and she's taking drum lessons from a very influential and experienced drummer. But she says, I've never, ever had a chance to sit in a drum circle. And I said, well, come on down to the beach and check it out. Well, she came down, and she just had the freaking time of her life. And she goes, I've never had an experience so spiritual in my life on the drums, Brian. Thank you so much. And I says, well, don't thank me. Thank the guys in the drum circle, because those are the guys that had got the spirituality to just boom it out there. And she felt so comfortable. She was right in there. The guys were exchanging drums with her, saying, oh, try this one, oh, try that one. And she had the time of her life. So,
if you haven't heard the big djembes live, it moves the earth.
Oh, it does.
Some guy with a hand hitting a skin, and it shakes all the way down the beach. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to Logjam.
Logjam.
Yeah. Listen to Logjam. This is from the Wreckers, actually. Jamie Dean Wrecker, Mackenzie Wrecker, Steve Wrecker, Wayne Wrecker, and Rex Wrecker here on the studio.
And Brian Wrecker.
and Brian Harris Wrecker. Okay, so let's listen to Long Jam and then listen to Don't Forget Your Drum.
Okay, right, that's
so
good. Sounds good.
A couple of drum songs here. And we'll be right back. Listening to 101.9 FM. Mm-hmm.
back here, 101.9 FM, listening to the Morning After Show. And we were listening there to the Wreckers with Lockjam. And if you want to check it out, they have a couple of pages, no?
Where well, the Wreckers, yeah. We're kind of all over the net. YouTube is huge. We've got lots of stuff on YouTube. The Wreckers tracks are available, iTunes, and probably your favorite music site. So, you know, it's global with the Wreckers. The CDs, the Brian Harris Music for the Naked CDs are available. Just ask around Red Beach. they're everywhere down there.
Yeah, they're on Storm and Norman's Burger Stand. He's selling them there. And also the Red Beach Preservation Society, Judy Williams, she's selling them too.
Okay.
I'd also like to say that the Wreck Beach Preservation Society, we are donating like 10% of the sales to the Wreck Beach Preservation Society to keep our beach clean and
okay.
Well, safe, really, to keep people and governments from destroying what we love so much down there.
Yes, that's right, because they're always trying to bylaw this and bylaw that and put up new condos.
Yeah.
There's so
terrible,
many things. It's a fight that we're constantly fighting and having to have lawyers and so on and so forth. So we're trying to donate and give back to the beach as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
I also have to mention there's a fellow, Mackenzie Gray. We haven't talked too much about him today.
Because everybody else is talking about him. Well, that's why we don't have to talk about him.
It's Mackenzie Record too, no?
Yeah, Mackenzie Gray is a record also, right? He's a singer. Unfortunately, he didn't make it on this album. He was busy doing filming for a movie that he's on.
He's the only guy on the planet. I mean, we're the world's only naked rock and roll band, but Mackenzie Gray is the only guy on the planet who has played both Lex Luthor and Superman.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. He's in The Man of Steel coming out next June. And
as Lex Luthor or what?
He's Man of Steel. He was Lex Luthor in the television series Smallville.
Yeah, but his role in this, he's got like about 30 minutes in this new production of Man of Steel. It's a fairly decent part, but he's keeping it really hush-hush.
Okay.
Because you have to go and see it if you want to see him. You have to go and see it, and it's going to be a very, very dynamic film.
Wow.
And he's just an amazing singer.
Well, he's an amazing guy. Super talented as an actor, super talented as a singer, super talented as a composer, and just a great guy all around. I met him 12 years ago working on a TV show, and he heard me playing guitar over in the corner, you know, my electric guitar in the dark in the studio, twang, twang, clink, clink, and he came over and we started talking, and we haven't stopped.
He's an all-around good guy. But he is going to be on the future CDs, and if he hasn't been so busy with his film career right now, he would have been on this one too. But
and our other lead singer, Wayne LaGreely, is a stunning musician.
Yeah.
He plays acoustic guitar, he plays electric guitar, he sings, plays keyboards.
Yeah.
And what we do is there are certain days when he's got something in his head and he goes, okay, we're going to do one whole side of Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Or the Beatles' White Album. We'll only do three sides of the White Album, not the fourth one, because we don't.
How about some Sgt. Pepper's today?
Yeah.
And we're going, pardon me.
It's okay.
Sgt. Pepper's right now. Let's start.
He knows all of these songs, and it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. He's a walking library.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're very, very fortunate that we have such a stockpile of good guys that are in the Wreckers and involved with the music and helping me do these projects. And it's basically the next projects, the next 4Ds are going to be somewhat like they're going to be the Naked Truth series, but they're going to be the Wreckers are going to be the hosts for the bands to do these, right?
And that's an independent production, eh?
It's independent. It's all indie music. Rex Wrecker here has written his own music. I've written my own music. You know, we're going to throw it together and see what happens. And hopefully people get out there and start dancing and partying to it and live long and prosper. You know, it's good for everybody, you know, spiritually. And it's just a good, all-around good project for everybody.
Cool.
It turns out our little friend Dottie, who of the sweet face and the beautiful, beautiful voice, spent 10 years as a punk rock drummer.
heavy metal punk rock drummer. She's got a giant kit at home in Ontario. She's going to have it shipped out.
Oh, great. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
I know. So who knew? It's just like, wow, what the kind of talent that people have.
So you have a guitar. Let's do a couple of your favorite Wreck Beach songs, no? To transport the people to Wreck Beach.
Oh.
In the meantime, we'll put another summer song. Let's put Summer Girls by the Mad Bomber Society. We'll be right back with a couple of tunes here live the morning after show. Mad Bomber Society. And also to remind you that we have an open mic every Tuesday, so that's today. at This Place Hatchery. That's on 3293 West 4th Avenue. So it's also a really good place for you to come and play jam, inspiring musicians, network with experienced musicians. So yeah, pretty cool. They have also amazing food. Patio should be open. So yeah, This Place Hatchery. The open mic is tonight, actually. 3293 West 4th Avenue.
That song kind of reminded me, you know, got me thinking about my life, you know, and I'm thinking, well, let's see here, what did I do with most of it? I spent most of my life staying high, playing music, chasing women, and the rest of it I just blew.
Cool. And don't forget also that Brian is going to be playing this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway.
Yep, we're going
to
dance and party.
Yeah.
And party and dance.
So we got like 10 minutes left in the show, so let's listen to a couple of your favorite Wreck Beach songs, no? What do you usually play there?
Yeah, we'll play a couple here. I'll do one that's one that I was in a relationship with, is that the woman was so into domination that she wouldn't let you eat. She had rules, and this song is all about her rules.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool.
Okay, there we go.
Close enough for rock and roll. What? I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. But yeah, that's a song that was written not too long ago. But here's one that's a little bit hard to do on the acoustic, but I'll see what I can do if I can do it for you.
Okay.
Tonight used to do. We are free, you and me. Burning the sun is what we become. Peace, our world here is one.
So that was, what's
that
the name?
That was a Rec Beach song, This Beach. It's called Sol Soleil.
Okay.
It's on the CD. Of course, it's a lot more fancier on the CD, but, you know, it's a beach song. There's a couple of songs on there that are actually written for the beach. But, and I must say that 99.9% of the songs that you hear on any of these CDs have been written on the beach.
Okay.
The beach has been there for me through bad times, you know, when my parents died, my step-parents died, and my foster son died, and so on and so forth. And, you know, if I hadn't been for the beach, I tell you, I would have been depressed, lonely. I might not even be here. I could be in jail by now. Mm-hmm. Who knows? You know, some of the depressing things that have happened in life. And the people that are on it, without the beach and without the people that are on it, I honestly don't think that I even would be here talking to you right now, Oswaldo. Mm-hmm. I would probably be in jail somewhere. You know,
it's not too late.
Yeah, it's not too late. I can always apply.
Yeah, that's one of the things about Rec Beach. You know, people end up there, surprisingly, if they're all fucked up. And they end up there to get all fucked up.
Yeah, but right? it's a healing process. You have to go through a healing process, a grieving process, and so on and so forth. And when you have so much, you know, like my middle name is Trouble. Trouble has followed me around like you would not believe, you know, off and on in my life. And I try to keep Trouble out of Trouble as much as possible, but for some reason, it thinks we're engaged. So
really? I'm a late starter. I finally got arrested for the first time.
Well, I, in November. I never really